Good morning and welcome to episode 62 of Martin Uncut. Today it's the 30th of March 2021. And today's episode is, how long should an episode be? As you can hear, my cold is still ongoing and I'm fighting like a brave Spartan to make it last the whole recording of this episode. So that will most likely determine the length of this episode. So when you decide the length of your episode of actually every content, you need to consider a few different things. And if that content is podcast, if it's a vlog, or if it's a blog article, you need to think about all of these things anyway, because the length of that production or that thing you produce will impact your audience. And the first thing is actually, how much time do you have? How much time can you spend on your podcast, your blog, or on your YouTube channel, or on your Twitch stream, or whatever you are producing content for? That is usually the key factor, because you can never spend more time of what the time you have. So if you only have a few minutes, that is what you can spend. If you have a few hours, that's what you can spend. But you can never spend time that you do not have. That's the only asset in the world that we have a fixed amount of. But if you have a lot of time, you can of course determine how much time you want to spend on your episode. And that can then be used to determine the level or the outcome that you want to produce. But what I mean with that is not that just because you're not spending an enormous amount of time on your episode, the quality will be bad. It's just going to be a different quality. I am producing this show every day, and I'm spending around 30 to 45 minutes every day to produce it. And with that in mind, I think that the outcome is fairly good. I am fairly proud of what I can produce on that time on a daily basis. Another thing that you need to think about when it's this time constraints is that you need to consider the whole production chain from start to end. So it doesn't start with you pressing the record button. You actually need to prepare the show as well. That could be done in various different ways. So for example, you could write the whole manuscript out. If you do a very scripted show, you need to do that. And that will take a lot of time. Sometimes that will take as much time as it takes to write a blog article. But what is most common and the way that I am doing both this show and my other podcast shows is that I'm using a bullet list, and I'm talking around that bullet list when I am recording my show. And I'm also thinking ahead a little bit. So later down the line, I need to produce the show notes. And I actually write the show notes for this show before I record. So then when I have record, I'm super fast to get it out. So think about that you need to prepare the show as well. And when you have done your show, you need to produce it and you need to edit it. And that means that you need to actually cut out things from the recording that you don't need. And if you're doing an interview, a show, for example, maybe with a lot of different guests, you need to gather all that material. You need to take the good stuff and take that together. And that can take really, really a lot of time. The more people you have involved in a podcast, the longer time it will probably take you to edit it. So the better preparations you have, the less mistakes and problems you will have during the recording, and that will lower the time in the post-production. For this show, it's called Martin Uncut, and I do almost no post-production. That's the whole idea with this show. It's for me to practice and learn to actually use my equipment to talk into a microphone and make what I'm saying audible to actually reduce the amount of problems I have in my other show. And hopefully in the same way, I will actually give you a value as well when you're listening to this. So I spend roughly, I would say, 5 minutes post-production with this show. And that's because I've set up my tool chain to be quite a lot automated, actually. It will actually level and adjust the sound more or less automatically. I just need to point it, and then I need to upload it manually as well. I would like to automate the whole process a little bit more, but what I've done so far saves me quite a lot of time. The other thing, the second thing that you need to think about is your audience. How do they consume your content? Because that could also impact how long your show or your episode should be. So if you have typical podcast listeners, maybe they are listening to your podcast when they are commuting. That's fairly common. That means that they are sitting in the car when they're listening to you, and then you can look at the average commuting time to find what is a good episode length. But if you're doing a video on YouTube, for example, how long should the episode be then? It's down to your audience. And you need actually to try to test that out a little bit. But what I would recommend is actually to look around YouTube at other YouTubers and how long are their episodes and why are they these longs. And what you will recognize is that quite common is that an episode is just below 10 minutes up till 15, 16 minutes if it's something that requires the viewer's attention. If it's like a game show where people can watch you gaming and they can be a little bit on and off, your episodes can probably be longer. But I would say that around 10 minutes is what you should aim for if you're doing a YouTube show. But don't take my word as a natural law. You need to do some research here. And what do your audience expect? So if you do an episode that is 10 minutes every day, then your audience is expecting, or they will be expecting you to do that show 10 minutes every day. So what's in their expectation? So you need to put that into your consideration when you determine the episode length as well. The third thing, and probably the most important thing when you determine your episode length, is your content. You should have a story, or you should have an episode that is long enough to actually tell the whole story without the audience losing what you're saying. And that could mean sometimes that you need to have very, very long audience or very, very long episodes, of course, because it may be a complicated story. But what you can try to do then is to divide or split up the story into multiple sub-stories, and then you can put a sub-story into each episode, and that way you get a little bit of a series or an ongoing thing or a theme that you can come back to. But you need to be able to tell the whole story without losing the audience. And you shouldn't make it longer. Never ever pad, because people will understand that you're padding to make more content or longer content. And that is just useless. So do not pad your stuff with unnecessary things. Just cut that out and keep it short and consistent. That, I think, extended my list. So the three things that you should think about when you determine your episode length is: how much time do you have? What do your audience expect, or how much can they actually consume? And of course, the most important thing is the content. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Martin Uncut, and my voice lasted almost till the end, so that was super good. If you like this episode, please recommend it to friends and family, and why not write a comment on iTunes? That would make it easier for other people to find the show, and that would make me super happy. So until tomorrow, I really hope my cold is gonna go away. Have an amazing day, and ciao, ciao.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.